Got my grandmother staying over at the moment. Can't remember the last time that she actually stayed here. I don't know if she ever has stayed here. No. She's only actually ever visited once. The trip from her house and here always seemed a little bit daunting to her, I think. And so she can't remember, obviously, because of her Alzheimer's, the first time she was here. So walking through the house, everything's new, going, wow, nice, okay, it's bigger than my house. And I remember her saying that last time she was here. Surprisingly nice, actually. Took a step back in my head momentarily as I'm sat on the floor, still recovering from my operation with very uncomfortable stitches in the crease of my leg. So the painkillers doing their job. I'm sat on the floor polishing a pair of shoes, thinking of the rhythm that I'm using with the brush was exactly the same that my granddad used to do when he was polishing his shoes. And he polished his shoes even if he didn't wear them, because they would dry out in a cupboard. And he says leather's skin, and skin will dry out if you don't moisturize it. So polishing his shoes was just keeping stuff in good condition. And I bought a really nice pair of shoes recently, and I'd like to keep them in good condition, that my grandmother kind of picked up on this. We talk about scrubbing shoes, talk about polishing shoes. And then we start talking about when she got married, and I never really knew the story about how after she got married in 1949, 1950, they went to a cafe in Coventry. She got married first in a registry office, and they redid it again in a church, and they went to a place called the Garamond Palace or something, which they later became the Odeon. But I brought it up on YouTube, and there was these photographs of the inside and the outside, and she was like, wow, that's amazing, yes, that's the place, and tried to recall the film it was that she watched back then. And then she wanted to look at where she was from in Italy. So I'm bringing up places and spaces, and although YouTube had a couple of videos from the area, Caiolo, and there was a couple of references to Manali, but exactly where she was from didn't appear on the map. And so we decided to drive into the area using Street View, Google Maps. Using Street View, we kind of came from Caiolo, and we headed up to where we thought Manali might be, and we're driving down this road, and my grandmother's just completely blown away with the technology, and saying, you know, I don't need a memory, do I, because the internet knows everything. Well, not exactly, because as yet we don't have the technology to Street View back in time, because in the 30 years since she even visited, and 60 years plus since she lived there, over 60 years, 70 years maybe since she lived there, it's changed a lot, as you can imagine. But there we were, driving through the hills and valleys of very northern Swiss border Italy, and it was just a lovely moment, us there kind of cuddled on the sofa. And it was nice, actually, her being here for a period of time where I could take her walking stick off her walking stick that used to be my granddad's walking stick. And she doesn't go anywhere without it, even though she can kind of walk a little bit without it. And it's got a horse's head. It's an ugly thing, I guess, but as it was my granddad's and now it's hers, she's very fond of it. And it's obviously got looser and looser, because there was this big bundle of tape around where the head meets the wood, so I took it off her while she wasn't looking and went into my garage and took off the carpet tape and underneath that was some insulation tape, and underneath that was some surgical tape, and then underneath that was a piece of old stocking. And being from Hinckley, my grandmother had no shortage of stockings around because of it being so famous for hosiery, and that's what she did for most of her life. And I'm thinking, wow, it's kind of an archaeological dig, getting back to the beginnings of this fix. And I removed the head from the stick and scrubbed it down and cleaned the wood and polished the head and then stuck a bolt through it and kind of trying to smoothed off the bits and then fixed it back on and then dropped it back to her and to see her face, and she kind of looked at it. It was like it was as good as new in a way. That was lovely. But what a terrifying moment a couple of nights ago, where I'm still hobbling around, unable to drive, technically because of the power of the painkillers I'm on and the fact I might not be able to do an emergency stop because it kind of still hurts. And I get a phone call in the middle of the night from the police. They're around my grandmother's, and I'm like, oh no, what's happened? And said, it's okay, she's here, but she's in a lot of pain, she's having problems and she's throwing up and there's a problem with her heart. And I'm thinking, oh, this is it, and I can't get there, you know, let's get all the kids and everybody up and we all go there in the middle of the night. And luckily I managed to get a member of family only a few miles away, or 10, 15 miles away, to go around. And she went to hospital and she's got a bit of a flutter in her heart at the moment and some stomach complaints. And I thought, well, as soon as we can, we'll bring her over here and give her a little holiday at ours. And I'm thinking, really, this is, I guess, a test run to see how she copes in a new environment. Because one thing about her being independent, although visited by carers three times a day in her house, she's been there for well over 50 years and she knows where everything is. Bringing her here, it's a completely new environment, and not having much of a short-term memory, it could be quite confusing. So I'm hoping she kind of wakes up and at least realises roughly where she is and maybe remembers where the bathroom is, and without too much prompting, if it's okay, then maybe we'll ask her if she wants to move in with us, because whether it's, I don't know, the Italian side of the family coming through, or just what I deep down really think we should do, and that is not put her in a home. And just kind of look after her, so last however many years are going to be comfortable, I suppose. 87 years old now, so who knows. Got members of some, she's the oldest member of the family, as far as we know, as far as we can remember, in the kind of slightly disjointed family. We've had members 98, 100-ish, but they're not genetically connected, I don't think, so who knows. But as comfortable and as pleasant it can be, we'll see. I'm not going to lie, though. Can be really hard work going over the same conversations again and again and again. And it's hard for me sometimes not to get upset by that. And that's where the problems arise. If I kind of get short and say, I'm not telling you for the 10th time, it's totally my fault. And it's remembering that, because if I just play along with it, it's fine, and there's no stress and there's no problems, and my grandmother doesn't realise that she's doing it. It's just if she's kind of talking about my late mother and other things that I don't necessarily want to talk about once, let alone 10 times, I'm wondering how that would be for the kind of home environment. But to see her around the kids and just how lonely she must be normally, yes, it's quite wonderful.